Good evening. You'll turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Kings chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2. Why don't we open with a word of prayer? Our Father, we would quieten our hearts in your presence this evening and just ask that as we open the Word of God, we recognize it as you speaking to us, and we don't want to hear the voice of a man, but we would ask that that you, the God of the universe, would reach down from heaven and speak to our hearts by your Spirit and teach us what we need to know. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, last week, we covered a lot of verses. We looked at the entire first chapter of 1 Kings 1, 53 verses, and then some. We're going to only be looking at just a few tonight, so you get a little break in that regard. But what we saw in chapter 1 was King David, old and cold, and lying on his deathbed. And essentially, the entire chapter is about the unsuccessful attempt of one of his sons, his fourth-born son, to usurp the throne from him and to take it from the one that God had chosen to succeed King David, which was namely Solomon. So that was basically the thrust of that chapter. And we considered the fact from 1 Chronicles chapter 22 that God had made a promise. It was really a prophecy of who would succeed David. Even before Solomon was born, God spoke to David and told him he would have a son named Solomon who would succeed him on the throne. And we talked about how God is a promise keeper. And when God says something, when God makes a promise, we can count on it. He's absolutely 100% trustworthy. His word never returns void. And so, unfortunately, for his fourthborn son, Adonijah, who set out to take the throne from David and essentially from Solomon, it didn't turn out well. And he wasn't the first of David's sons to try that. Absalom, his third-born son, also tried to usurp the throne from David. Things didn't go well for Absalom. And we're going to see things are not going well for Adonijah. He started out clinging for a crown, and he ended up, at the end of the chapter, he ended up clinging to the horns of the altar and begging for mercy. Begging for mercy. You see, Adonijah refused to bow to the man of God's own choosing, which was Solomon, the man that God had ordained. And as a result of that bad decision, again, we see him clinging to the horns of the altar and crying out for mercy. And what we have in that, and I ran out of time. I didn't get to emphasize this, so I want to just take just a second because it's really, I think it's a powerful picture. Adonijah pictures to us all those who refuse to bow